Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me this opportunity, Lord. Help me do the explain your word well. Amen. It is finished. John 19:30. So what did Jesus mean when he said, "It is finished"? He declared the debt owed to his Father was washed away. So this is the debt that we owe to our God, not him. The debt of sin that we all own. And after he washed our sins, it is finished. There were also other things that was finished when he was on the cross. The pain and suffering that he went through was finished. The power of sin and Satan was finished. As Ephesians 6:16 says, "Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one." So the power of Satan that was over us was not finished. So after Jesus said it was finished, what now? We have to live our life with purpose. So God made us for a reason. We have to spread his word no matter what happens to us physically or emotionally. We have heard the stories that Christians have been getting killed because they were a Christian or spreading the word of God. But our job as Christians is to spread his word no matter what. And we have to fulfill his purpose. Yeah, now that we're us kids, we might be made fun of at school for being a Christian, but we still have to fulfill his purpose. So what else do we have to think about when we meditate on the sixth word? We have to live our life with focus. We have many priorities to be fulfilled. We have to stay on the task at hand and never get distracted with worldly things. So imagine in our room, we would have our phone or whatever device right next to us. So if we're reading the Bible and we hear a text message come up, we would have that urge to look over and see what that notification was. And that exactly what we are doing wrong. We have to fulfill his purpose and we have to stay on task on godly things, not worldly things. Opportunities. We have to focus on all of them. An example is what I'm doing right now. I had the opportunity to say this message and I am fulfilling this opportunity. There are times when we can do the right thing easily, and we can spread his word easily. Example, in downtown, sometimes we might see people handing out tracts or free Bibles to become a Christian. And we see them, they are fulfilling their opportunity. Choices. As Josh said, we are making so many choices every day. Some choices we make are good choices, and they're pretty easy. But there are some choices that are pretty hard to make. Have you ever been in a store and you see two cute clothes that you really like, but you can't pick because they both look so cute? I have been in that situation before, and my parents tell me to pick only one thing, but I can because they both look so good. So just like that, we have to make sure we make the right choice, even though it is really hard. Next, we have to live our life with obedience. We have to be obedient to God, not ourselves. So what does that mean? Well, we have to make a choice. We have to do what is right in God's eyes, even if it's really hard. Example. What we think is the right choice may not be in God's eyes. And if we do what we think is right, that is being obedient to ourselves. But if we do the hard choice, which is right in God's eyes, that is being obedient to God. As Psalm 121 says, "Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him." We have to fear the Lord no matter what. And no matter how hard a decision is, it is going to be right in God's eyes. Lastly, we have to achieve God's purpose. We have to complete our Father's plan no matter what. So God has said, Jesus has said on his cross that it is finished, and now it is our turn to say, it is finished. We have to complete our task and the purpose we were here for, and then we can say, it is finished. Dear Lord, thank you for helping me do this, and I hope everyone has learned something from my message. Amen.